Hello and welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly podcast. I'm Jess, your host and your favorite female empowerment coach. This is a safe space to speak about all things on mindset, relationships, business, sex, money, and life experiences. Get comfortable, get ready, and let's go. Hello and welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly podcast. How are we going? Before we dive into today's topic, we are going to do an angel card pull. I feel like I haven't done one in a while. It's kind of like I forget when I'm holding the microphone because I can't shuffle. So what I did do is I pre-shuffled literally just before I pressed record. I tapped into today's episode topic and I've got two cards. I haven't even looked at the cards. So these are going to be surprises. So right now I've got two. Pick a number one or two. The first one that comes to your mind, don't second guess it. Don't doubt it. Number one or number two. And as you hold that number, I want you to think of your intention, or I want you to kind of tap into the energy of what you've been feeling over the past couple of weeks and what you've really been thinking about, what's been top of mind in your personal life, in your business. And this card is going to give you some clarification. It's going to give you some direction. I, with these angel cards, I actually don't read the books. I just go by intuition and what I feel. Okay, so are we ready? Now, actually, before I flip over number one, if you're watching here on YouTube, and if you're listening, I appreciate you so much. But if you're here on YouTube, I've noticed there's a huge percentage of you guys that come on over. You watch all of the podcast episodes, but you are not yet subscribed. It would mean the absolute world to me if you could hit the subscribe button, you can hit the thumbs up, and also let me know in the comments, like what you took out of this episode, what you love, what do you want me to speak about? If you're listening, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you're listening, and you also have a podcast episode suggestion, just slide into my DMs over on Instagram at Jess Pennelly, or even the podcast Instagram. It's just at the Jessica Pennelly podcast. And you can let me know and also take a screenshot, share in your story, write your biggest takeaways, write what you want to see on the podcast. I'm so excited because I've also been interviewing so many different people to bring you on the podcast on so many incredible topics. I did like 5 interviews last week. I think I've got another 4 or 5 this week. Honestly, I just, after every single episode, I'm sitting there and I'm like, these people are incredible. I cannot wait to share them with you. So stay tuned for all of the interviews to come. But let's do our angel card pull. So remember your number. This is going to be for my number ones. Oh, number ones, birthing a new age, birthing new creations, dreaming a new world into being. Absolutely beautiful. So what I'm getting from this right now is you have big dreams, you have big desires, you are thinking big at the moment, but maybe you're kind of feeling a little bit of fear with your big dreams, your big goals, your big desires. But this is definitely a sign, a synchronicity to dream big and to start to take action on that. You know, here on the podcast, I'm always saying to you all, take messy inspired action. It is the number one thing that you need to do above all else. It can look 1% can look so small or it can look so big. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you're taking it. But this to me is like dreaming a new world into being. I can't stop reading that sentence. It's like, dream big. I know that it absolutely is possible, whatever you've been thinking about, whatever you're sitting on. So that is my number ones. My number twos, let me grab this off the ground. Priestess, how are you being called to step up and lead? So even though the word lead is in there, which is a very masculine word, masculine energy, the word priestess, it is embodying feminine energy. So my first thing that I want to share with you is you probably need to find some sort of balance between your masculine and your feminine energy. Start to think like, what have I been using the most in the past couple of weeks? Have I been in my more femme? Or have I been in my more masculine? Where do I need to bring a balance? And this, how are you being called to step up and lead? So whatever was in your mind, whatever your intention was, now is the time to become self-led. Now is the time to back yourself. This requires you to trust yourself. And it is time for you to step up. Maybe it's a work promotion. Maybe it's in your business and the way that you want to show up and the projects that you want to do. Maybe it's as a coach with your clients. Maybe it's in your household, in your relationships, personal life. Maybe it's got something to do with, you know, traveling or trying new things. But now is the time to step up and to lead in your life and to take the lead in your life. That is what is coming up for me for this card, the Priestess. But yeah, definitely like finding this balance of having both the masculine and feminine energy. And remember, regardless of what you identify it with, it's yin and yang. We all have masculine energy. We all have feminine energy. Feminine energy is very receiving. It's very like in flow. The masculine is the leading. It is the goal oriented. It's like ticking things off. So how can you bring a balance of both? Let me know in the comments or slide into my DMs and let me know which card that you chose and if it resonated with you. I love doing the angel card pulls. I need to remember, even when I hold the microphone, to just do like a pre-shuffle and then bring it on. So how are we all going? It is not quite halfway through this month, but we are in the last not in the last quarter of the year. We are in the last month of the first quarter of the year. And you're probably in this period because I've been having loads of conversations, and especially this has been coming from my podcast interviews. Maybe right now you are in this period where you are thinking of what's the next step for me? What's my next direction? You know, the first quarter, I always say, and I have said this on the podcast, that January is always like the tester month for me. I kind of see like where I'm at with my goals, where I'm at with my vision, what's important, what actually isn't important, what just kind of sounded nice. And then by the third month, so the last month of quarter one, I have a pretty good handle and idea of where I'm going for the rest of the year and what I'm shifting and what I'm changing. Now, what I do want to say, I want to preface and say this can always evolve. This can always change. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean, sorry, that I need to have set in stone what I want to accomplish or change or evolve for the rest of the year. It can change. Everything is temporary. So that's probably like the first thing that I want you to remember. But today's a bit more of a riff episode that's come to mind. And I really want you to start to think, where am I gaining clarity and how am I gaining clarity of where I currently am and how am I moving forward? Something that I was brainstorming, I always have content ideas and I'm always writing down different things in my phone notes. But one thing that I want to bring to you that I want you to start to think about, maybe do a journal session on, is any time that you are stopping yourself from going after what you desire or stopping yourself from working towards a goal, it is because you have a subconscious block. And when you have a subconscious block, anything that you do will feel like it's too scary or you can't keep going forward. And something I discussed inside of my Voxes this morning, so it is CEO Monday as I'm talking to you, and in my Voxes with my one-on-ones, and also Mondays is my one-on-one support for my masterminders. So my mastermind is Will Mastery Mastermind. It is a 4-month mastermind. It's all about elevating your success and your fulfillment in your relationships, your career, and your wealth through subconscious reprogramming. So it's really like, are you ready for the next step in your life? But how are we actually going to get there? Because there's a lot of fluffy crap out on the internet, a lot of fluffy resources, and you're kind of left with feeling like, I know the what, like I really know what I want to change, where I want to go in my business or career, or like what I want to be inside of my relationships or my money. But it's like, what's the how? How do we get there? And Will Mastery goes through 3 phases, which I'll share with you. So number one, the first phase is subconscious reprogramming. Number 2 phase is identity shifting. And then the 3rd phase is nervous system regulation. So expanding your capacity to feel safe and to bring in more. And I have really refined this process over the past 5 years. I use it with all of my clients, regardless of the container. Well, Mastery just teaches you how to use it in a whole and to keep them in your toolbox and to always be able to implement them. But this is the 3 phase. Like, Woman Mastery, by the way, stands for Woman Mastery. If you want to master yourself as a woman and use that for every single level, new levels, new devils, then this is the absolute framework that you need to follow. And I was having great discussions with my one-on-ones and my masterminders this morning inside of Voxer. And one of the key things, and I guess why I was like, okay, I'll record an episode on this, is, you know, finding the clarity, finding like, this is where I'm at, but here's where I find the resistance. And this is what I first want you to start to think of, is where are you actually feeling the resistance? Where are you actually feeling the subconscious blocks? Do you have these big dream and desires? And this goes back to like what we were saying in the angel card, you know, now is the time to take action. But where are you struggling to take action? What does it look like for you to take action, but then feel like at the end of the week, you're not making any progress? Again, this is just representing that you have these subconscious blocks. When we have subconscious blocks, they are attached to a fear. It could be a fear of judgment, a fear of failure, a fear of being seen, a fear of success, all of which I've spoken about on the podcast before. So if you want to scroll a little bit, I've done like a 4-part series on all of them to go into depth. But what I will say is when we have these fears, the subconscious mind does not like them. So it's going to do whatever it can to avoid feeling the fear. So if you are trying to work towards bringing in more money into your business, which by the way, Match for Money is currently open for enrollment. All the details are in the show notes below. This is all about if you're feeling in like a lack mindset, or you feel like you want more, you have money right now, but you're still feeling in the lack, you still want to tap into the abundance and reprogram your nervous system and mindset to welcome money and more abundance effortlessly, that is currently open for enrollment. We start in a couple of weeks. It's group coaching. So you will get a chance to get on a call with me, do a Q&A, plus you get lifetime access to all of the money abundance trainings. And these are things, again, I have not released a money program because I'm someone, I can take my time. If you compare to like the rest of the industry, I can take my time with releasing programs, but it's because I really want to refine what I'm actually teaching and make sure they work, not just for me, but for my clients. The things that I teach when it comes to money and money principles, abundance principles, I have seen my clients get a $52,000 raise in salary, a $20,000 raise. I've seen my clients make $35,000 in 3 days. And that wasn't from a business. That was from her job, her career. I've seen my clients go from making $5,000 for months and months and months and months and months in their business to all of a sudden extending their energetic capacity to see more and then making $8,000 when implementing these principles and these trainings. To also feel like, you know, an important thing is feeling safe, feeling good, changing those belief systems. It's all well and good to manifest more money and create more money and abundance in your life, but you also want to feel good. If you were someone that has the perception that money is for greedy people, money is for rich people, money creates bad things in the world, or, you know, people are suffering, why do I deserve to have money? You are going to want to get into this money program. It's going to be so much fun. I'm so excited to teach more women because I've only taught these principles to my one-on-ones, now exclusively my masterminders, but they're really refined and they create results quickly if you are consistent. That's what I always say, you know, and I am always the first to say my clients surpass me in results because they implement and they do it and they kind of push past the resistance. So definitely if you're looking for a program to come to support you when it comes to your money mindset, your abundance, show notes below, Match for Money is open. And any questions, just slide on in to my DMs over on Instagram at Jess Pennelly. Now, as I was saying, is we need to have this capacity to be able to understand when we are actually sabotaging our efforts or when it feels a little bit not nice, when it feels uncomfortable in our body. Because the moment that we start to feel uncomfortable in our body, in our nervous system, is the moment that we're going to avoid actually working towards, you know, that promotion in our career or getting more money in our business, attracting more clients, attracting the ideal relationships. Think we will attract circumstances instead that are prolonging those things. And it feels like this grind to get what we want. And so what I really wanted to bring to your attention for this episode is, how are you actually gaining clarity with where you are going? Now, you may be listening to this and be like, I have no idea. Like, just, I don't have an end goal. I don't know where I'm going right now in life. I don't know my purpose. That's fine. That's absolutely fine. What I will say is join the mastermind for that. But what I will say, you don't need to have like this end goal purpose, but to have clarity on what and on who you are is important. So the first one is to recognize how you're actually self-sabotaging. Because I think sometimes we can get into the motions of self-sabotaging and just like going through the cycles and feeling like, okay, I'm doing all the things, I'm listening to the podcast, I'm doing the journaling, the meditations, all of that, but nothing's changing. You need to like quite literally write it down. Don't just think it in your head. I want you to actually write down, how are you self-sabotaging? How does it show up? Number two, to gain some clarity and awareness, what I would highly, highly recommend is start to think, okay, long-term. When women come and work with me, what one thing that I always recognize by far is they can have this like fluffy, like far away long-term goal, like in the next 10 years, ideally what they want their life to look like 5 to 10 years. But most of the time, what I see is like this very short-term win. Like, I want this by this month or this month or this month. I want you to think like long-term in the next 12 to 24 months, like actually start to think that big. Don't just think, okay, I want to be making X amount in my business. You need to think bigger than that. What is the impact you're making? Or it's not, I just want to get a promotion in my job. Like, what does that look for you long-term? What does it look in terms of identity? What does it look in terms of what you were doing now? I think that we get, as high achievers, we get into a habit of thinking really, really big, and that's the dopamine hit for us. And it's like we sit there and we don't start to take action, or we don't start to think, how can I reverse engineer this? So I want you to look at the next 12 to 24 months. Ideally, if you don't have the exact clarity, then I just want you to think, ideally, what's the feeling? Always start with the feeling. If you're not feeling in tune with your life right now, if you're feeling a little bit low vibrational, if you're feeling frustrated and resentful, or a little bit angry because your life isn't panning out how you want it to, number one, remember, you get to choose your expectations of life and strip away from what people expect of you, your family, your friends, co-workers, your partner, social media. Strip that right away and know that you are in full control and power of what you expect of yourself. And when you start to realize that you actually have power in your own expectations, it can take, like, it gives you some room to breathe. I think that I spent a lot of years of like expecting these huge, huge things that I realized I'd actually picked up from my parents. I picked up from social media and how people were presenting themselves. But when I actually got really honest about my own expectations and feelings, this is what I really want to reiterate. What are your feelings? What do you want to feel? Let's reverse engineer that. I think, you know, some of you may not like me saying this, but we got to get honest of what we're doing day to day. If you're not feeling really good, if you're not living up to how you want to live up, again, I underline, bold, italicize that. If you're not feeling like you want to be feeling and living up to how you desire to live up, you've got to change your day to day. You've got to gain clarity in your day to day and take the steps from there. You can journal all you want. You can do the visualization meditations all you want, but it quite literally starts from the moment you wake up. How are you shifting and doing? And this is what I want you to do, is like going into the next quarter, what is my routine going to look like? What is my week going to look like? Are you cycle syncing? I'm not an expert. I'm looking to bring someone on the podcast actually, but what I will say, cycle syncing, not only my workouts, but my business, my workflow with my cycle, it's been incredible. And it grants me so much grace in the weeks where I'm just not at 100%, and I know it's okay. But then I know the weeks that I am 110% and I can function at my very, very, very best, my most energetic self. And so start to do these things. A lot of the conversations I have, you know, when I get in deeper, I'm like, so what are you doing? What are the things you change? And it's not about adding more. Sometimes it's about stripping away and becoming more present and to become more conscious in what we are doing. Conscious, to the clarity that we're bringing in our life. We stop expecting you to have an answer right now. Now, I just want to kind of go back to what I was saying about the long term. Stop shooting for the short term wins. They feel really, really good. Their dopamine hits. Of course, they feel good. But I want you to think bigger. Look at your vision for the next 24 months and then start to reverse engineer. Where do you see, like, ideally think big, even if you're like, I don't believe this, or I feel really shit right now, or I'm like, feel like I'm behind. Start to actually look at how you're getting there. Like, reverse engineer. So many people, it's crazy. They tell me that they have these big goals and they don't reverse engineer. They just work mindlessly towards them. And then it either takes them a long, 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 long time. Again, there's no race. There's no time that we have to get them by. But it feels like a struggle because there's actually no direction. You can't have direction without a plan. To have a plan, you need to reverse engineer exactly where you see yourself and how you're working every single day. One thing I will share, I shared this on a podcast recently, an interview, was one of my masterminders who's also a friend. She brought up a term, like, I've thought about this, but the way she brought this term up, I thought this was just incredible. Start to think about your own personal team in life. And she said to me, you know, you're part of my personal team as my coach, as my mentor in this mastermind. And then she has her physiotherapist. She also has her, she does MMA fighting. She has her coach for that. And so if she looks at where she wants to be and the desires and the feelings, she knows, I think we need to strip back the feeling of like high achievers of having to do it all, but she knows she needs support. And so what I urge for you is like, who is your personal team? Who is the personal team that you can outsource things to make your life easier? This is why I'm the biggest advocate for investment, investing in yourself, whether it's coaching, mentoring, a nutritionist, a personal trainer, physiotherapist, a therapist, a psychologist, like whatever it may be. Start to build your personal team outside of your relationships, your personal relationships. That's what I will say on that. It's important, of course, and this is like another podcast episode, to cultivate those personal relationships, those loving, safe relationships, 110%, but start to build your personal team outside of that and watch how much further you get with people who have expertise in what you want to get better at and people who can hold and ground and support you and say, this is the next thing. It's incredible. You know, my current mentor that I invest in, it's quite eye-opening when I share with her something that I need feedback and support on. And then she opens my awareness to the blind spots that I'm missing. And that's why they're blind spots, right? And I'm like, wow, of course, like that makes so much sense. And that's what sometimes we need when it comes to the clarity in our life and the direction in our life. I think as high achievers, we get into this momentum that we need to do it all ourselves, or like it's more rewarding if we do it all ourselves. And trust me, I have been down that route. Yeah, like it's rewarding, but it's exhausting. It's also so taxing on the nervous system. It's so taxing on, you know, being able to operate to your best ability. Support a personal team outside of personal relationships. It's where it's at, but also just really helping with the clarity and the direction that your life is going. And the last thing that I will say to kind of share with this is you get to choose your pace and you get to choose how slow, you get to choose how fast. There are also, I said this to a masterminder, there are also seasons of life. Sometimes your season of life is working on your relationships. Sometimes it's working on your wealth. Sometimes it's working on your business or your career. And then your health. Embrace those, but do what you can to put your full self in them. When I got better at realizing what season I am currently in and embracing that season and giving my full self and attention and looked for the full ways to support myself in that season, it became easier to grow in that particular area of my life and to be able to progress and feel like I was making progress and not just spinning my wheels. An example I give is like I'm definitely in the season of working on my business and creating new things in my business right now. But if I look at maybe November, December, and January, it was definitely the season of interpersonal relationships for me, a lot more socializing, a lot more connection, social connection. There's no wrong or no right. It's just that was the season I was in, and I had to learn to really embrace it. But I feel like our body, our nervous system knows when it's like the next season. And to fall into that. And sometimes we have seasons where it's rest, it's slowing down, it's stripping back what we're doing. And just like being able to embrace, like, okay, let me just look at everything. But then you feel in yourself, and this is why self-trust is so important. You can't really tap into the all-knowing feeling unless you have self-trust, unless you're backing yourself. So start to look at what season you're in. Maybe start to reflect on your season before, where you're at, your goals, your values. You will only put time and energy into something if it's a value of yours. And then start to go from there. Clarity takes steps. It takes a conscious awareness of where you're actually at. You know, coming to the end of quarter one now, take the time to self-reflect. Take the time to look at your long-term vision, to reverse engineer, write it out, get very, very clear on that vision. And maybe some of the steps in the reverse engineer, you're not sure, but like get them out and then think, how can I build my personal team if this is important to me? This growth or this aspect is important to me. Where can I seek some form of support? You don't need to do it alone. Where can you do something new that is going to get you to where you want to be, you know, a place you've never been before? Remember, the place that you're desiring to go, when you look at your 24-month long-term vision, that place, you've never been there before. That's why it's your next desire. That's why it's your next goal. And so you need to quite literally start to action and do things and evolve in a way that you've never before. Most people just try harder. They stay in who they are and what they're doing, and they try harder. They do things twice as much, 10 times as much, 100 times as much. They push and they grind, 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 grind. And then it doesn't eventuate to how they want. And it's because, no, you literally need to evolve beyond who you currently are right now into the season of where you want to go. But embrace that season. Embrace where you fully are and watch the magic unfold. I really hope that you've got so much from this podcast episode. And like I said, there's two ways to work with me at the moment. Well, Mastery Mastermind applications are open. And then we've also got Match for Money. All of the details are in the show notes below. What I will say, if you do come into the mastermind and you do enroll this month, you will get access to Match for Money. So if you're like, oh, both of these options sound so good. My masterminders, they get all of the content and everything for all of my programs and anything that I release. So if you do come into the mastermind, you do get that as well. But if you're like, now's the year to be my richer self, hashtag rich girl era, then definitely come into Match for Money. There's a pay in full option, and there is also a payment plan option. We start in a couple of weeks, live Q&A. Yes, there are replays available, and you will be able to submit the questions that you want to if you can't come on to live. But of course, I always say for a Q&A, come on to live. It's where I do my best work. And yeah, I hope to see you. I hope to see so many of you. And I've been over the past few months having more and more conversations with my listeners, and it's so, so beautiful. I absolutely love it. But any questions, definitely come over to Instagram. Let me know @JessPennelly, and we'll speak there. And I will see you next episode. Bye.